It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. I am very lucky. I have Marlon and Cece from Model in the studio with me. Kia ora, guys. How are you today?
Kia ora.
Good. Doing well, thank you. How are you doing, Soph?
I am doing great. So happy to be here. So happy to have you guys here. You guys have been so busy over the past year gigging, and we've been absolutely loving you at BFM. You guys had the sickest fancy new van set. So awesome. And I did miss your set at the Christmas party. I was working.
Allegedly. I saw you.
It's okay.
Working is the word. Yeah.
I was working, but I heard incredible things. I guess for our listeners who are less familiar with your guys' work, I guess maybe we should start with how Model kind of came to be. Are you guys kind of able to speak to, I guess, your backgrounds before forming as a band, and yeah, how Model formed?
How Model formed?
How it came together.
Way back when.
Way back when,
one single year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't...
Me and Cece met at university.
University, yeah. So we've known each other.
For a little while. A couple years. And then we met Taylor through a friend's guitar teacher.
Yeah.
So she was a drummer, and their guitar teacher said, hey, she's a great drummer. And he was definitely right.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So it was sort of through that. We met Taylor, like the first time we met her, our drummer, who was unavoidably detained, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Was playing her our songs, which was some older songs that have since been scrapped, that she hated most of them. But luckily there was one that she liked, and we've kind of caught her on from there.
Yeah.
But me and Cece were friends before the band.
Yeah. Were you guys studying music together or
no, we were studying teaching.
Yeah, we're actually teachers.
Oh, my God. Crazy lore drop. Yeah. Wouldn't affect that. That's
right.
Awesome.
We're big nerds secretly.
Yeah. Secretly. Just keep it on the low.
Yeah.
No one needs to know that.
Yeah. Don't say it out loud on the radio.
On the radio live in front of everyone.
Awesome. You guys have selected some really sick tracks for us today. Starting off with a track that you've selected, Marlon, by Darcy Clay. Absolute BFM love.
Incredible.
Great shout. So super excited to be playing this one. This is Jesus, I Was Evil. We're going to play this one and we'll talk a little bit more after.
I used to do lots of things.
This is Darcy Clay, Jesus, I Was Evil. Such a great choice. Marlon, talk to me about why you selected this track today.
Oh, this song to me is just incredible. Every time I listen to it, I learn something new about how fun it is to write a song and the arrangement of it. It's so much fun and it's fucking crazy. It's barely held together, but it's like incredibly arranged. If I could make something this fun and exciting, I'd be incredibly pleased with myself.
I think you're getting there. I was gonna say it feels quite reminiscent of I guess your lyrical approach and also I guess your vocal delivery. I was particularly thinking with, I was listening back to your Fancy New Band recording and Hard to Be Around, kind of. I feel like you could draw a couple of lines there. I mean, I feel like your lyrics and vocals are just like such a at the forefront of the band and are so fucking sick. Like
thank you.
I think it's so captivating, and you guys have this really great balance of like wit and honesty. Do you guys write collaboratively for those?
The lyrics are pretty much me.
Yeah.
For almost every song. We have one song, Compromise, that started as something of Taylor's that I kind of rejigged and add stuff into. But pretty much every song is I sit alone in my room and write the lyrics out.
Yeah.
And then when you go to make the song together, you just have to kind of eat off of those, that it's that bank of lyrics that's already there. But yeah, totally, like, humor's very important in the songs, but I don't mean for them to be comedic. But they do just have weird oddities, I guess, in that way.
I think it's because you, like, I want to say speak or sing kind of this weird in the middle, but it feels like a way that is really relatable and, like, just, like, natural. So I think maybe that's, like, oh, it's nice to hear that in music. Because often people are quite poetic about it, but it's like, no, I actually talk like that as well.
Yeah, it was actually super important for me when I realized that after I first learned to sing listening to, like, Velvet Underground and Pixies and copying that, and then I realized listening back that I was singing in an American accent.
Mm.
And that's apparently normal. That's, like, what naturally ends up happening. But as soon as I clicked to that, it bothered me so much. And so, yeah, sounding how you actually sound.
Yeah. Is,
and it means you end up having a filter on the songs that it forces it to sound original because it sounds like you, because it is you. Yeah. Rather than speaking American or in the wrong accent or something.
Exactly. Yeah, whenever you're learning to sing, you'll, like, start with probably, like, popular American music, and it's so easy that it will kind of
Yeah, it's odd that it does that, eh?
It's
weird.
Don't
know what it is, but it takes a while, sitting in your room sounding like an idiot trying to force your own accent through. But
that's why it's so spectacular when you hear a New Zealand accent and music. I'm like, yes, thank God, bring it through.
Yeah.
We have another track from you guys, Amel and the Sniffers, which Taylor selected, so I'll get you guys to speak on behalf of her in a moment. Mm-hmm. But this is Guided by Angels. This is What's Cooking with Model. You're on BFM. This is Guided by Angels by Amel and the Sniffers. I have Marlon and Cece from Model joining me in the studio here for What's Cooking. This was a track selected by Taylor, who couldn't be here tonight. But I hear she's sent you a text as to why she selected this track.
Oh yeah, she sent us a spiel.
Beautiful, give us a spiel.
Yeah, so basically Taylor chose this song because it's inspirational to her, as it's about having an internal off-kilter faith in yourself when things are chaotic. It's introspective but raging. It's Amy Taylor, and she's a boss bitch. She's so cool.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, Amy Taylor is amazing, and she's just this, like, crazy, like, front woman. She's also like 5'2" or something.
Incredible.
She's like so small. Yeah, and I just
vessel.
Like every time I watch her.
Small but powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, you can feel it, I think, in Taylor's playing, especially like the structure of this song. That sort of chugging motion, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, that kind of relentless pace.
Yeah.
And yelling over it. This is probably more similar sounding to us than the Darcy Clay song, I'd almost say. But yeah, that kind of, it's rage, but it's not really, it's actually fun. It's joy in a kind of scream.
Yeah.
You can joyfully scream. So.
And yeah, it's super groovy, and it, like, it's like this rage, but it makes you want to dance, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, I think also, like, I've read a couple of things about how they describe, like, their music, and they're like, they don't want it to be angry as such. It's more like as a relief, which can be quite joyous.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely that's coming through. I guess the segment, like, you get such great insight into an artist's taste and how that kind of relates to their own output together. For you guys, do you feel like your tastes are collectively quite harmonious, or do you feel like you're drawing from quite different places to create this kind of amalgamation of each of your tastes as a model sound? I don't know. How do you kind of see the relationship between what you listen to individually and what you kind of bring together as a band?
I think it's pretty varied what we listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, we've shown each other bands that we've discovered. Taylor especially seems to have her eye, contemporary-wise, on stuff that I'd known of but never really properly delved into, like Ammo and Idols and Fontaines and all these things that I know were good but never gave the proper light of day. And she's shown me that. But in terms of... yeah, it's pretty like, we listen to a wide variety of things, and it is, I don't think there's any particular band that we've all listened to that, like, that forced our sound to be a certain way, which I think is positive.
Yeah, I think totally. That's pretty good, because we're all taking things from different aspects of different genres. I mean, we're mainly, like, on the rocky kind of spectrum, but it's, like, a very big spectrum.
It's a very wide spectrum.
So we're, like, taking... so we kind of take a lot of things from, like, all these different genres within rock music and alternative music, and we just come together and, try and figure something out.
I'd say it's... yeah, pretty wide. Like, I think I listen to probably the most weird, most obscure, like, stuff, probably, but I couldn't really say that for sure. But I think it kind of holds us together as well, having kind of listening to older music and newer music. And the fact that we all listen to different bands means we surprise each other.
Yeah.
When we're in, like, the rehearsal space chugging away, it kind of, you'll bring things that you've never heard, so it feels suddenly fresh. So, yeah.
Totally, yeah, bringing from lots of different places. We've got a absolute classic rock band up next. We've got a bit of Blur, which I'm super excited to play. Love this song. This is song two. You're on BFM. This is song two by Blur. I have Model in the studio with me for What's Cooking. Cece, this was your selection today.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about why you chose this track.
Oh my God, I love this song. It is just so, so good.
I can see that. You're like dancing in here. You got a big grin on your face. I love it.
For me, I feel like this is probably the like most inspirational song that I can think of in terms of my like bass playing.
Mm.
I think this is like the first song that I learned how to play on the bass, or if not one of the first ones. Just Blur, their bassist, Alex James. He is just so cool and so underrated. And I just love, like if you listen to any Blur song, the bass is always doing something really cool and like completely kind of different to what the guitar is doing.
Mm.
And a lot of the time you don't really see that. And so I feel like I've always try and take inspiration from that. And I say that a lot of the songs that we write, I always try and come up with like a bass line that kind of doesn't really fit what the guitar is doing and like, or is on a different melody. And as long as it kind of fits in with the guitar, then it's like good. But I always try and like not follow what the guitar is doing, which I feel like in a lot of music, the bass kind of always follows the guitar. And I don't know, this song always inspires me to just like not listen to anyone and just make my own stuff. But no, yeah, really, really good. And yeah, we actually wrote a song kind of super inspired by this one, our song Pigs.
Yeah, if you play song two backwards,
it's
pretty close.
To Pigs.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Oh my God, awesome.
Yeah, so that's where we got that from as well.
Cece just wouldn't stop playing song two when we were trying to practice. I was like, I'll just play it fucking backwards then. And then
yeah. That's how we got Pigs.
And then it kind of, yeah, went from there.
That's awesome. I wonder if there's something I can run that through. How can I play that backwards? I need to compare and contrast.
Yeah.
Watch out, copyright, here we come.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I love to hear that because I do think that so often, like, the bass is so underappreciated and it's so much cooler and, like, adds so much more dynamics to a song if the bass really gets, like, its flowers and it's not just doing the same stuff as the guitar. It's, awesome.
It's part of the wonders of a trio is you kind of, everyone's got a pull. You can't be slacking.
Yeah, no.
Everyone's got weight to hold, which is good. I think it gives every piece weight in the song.
Totally. You guys, of course, have a gig this Saturday, the 17th of January at Big Fan. You're playing alongside Woman, Lipstick Cherry and Blister, which is a bloody sick lineup. It's going to be so awesome. Do you guys have any kind of pre-show rituals or prep? Is there anything that kind of goes in before you jump on stage?
No, not in the lead-ups. Normally a bit like crazed because you're just sitting about and then someone comes in and goes, waiting. Get on there, you know? But right before we go on, we usually all huddle together and we just totally boost our ego and go, we're the fucking best ever. And you just go, you're the best, you're the best, let's do it. And then we just yell.
Yeah.
And then we walk on usually.
That's really
good. You just hype yourself up. Just, so you go and in and go like, this is it, this is it. Because otherwise you just walk up and go, what am I doing? Like, why am I here? I could have done anything. And I'm like, and what? You can't think like that. You've just got to pretend you're the absolute shit. And then you kind of swagger on and you can keep that up for half an hour and then you go back to reality.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I can't imagine you can go from like sitting in the green room for an hour or so and then just like suddenly having all that energy on stage. You got to have a hype up routine.
It's pretty quick. You can kind of almost snap it on though. You can kind of feel it behind your eyes. Where you go like,
you're like, I'm ready.
You're professional.
Get me on. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I was looking on Under the Radar and I love how on your show info you just... The bio is just God gave you legs to dance and model gave you music to dance to. And I think that says all you need to know about what to expect this weekend.
That's right.
So for our listeners, be sure to grab your tickets to Model playing at Big Fan this Saturday, 17th of January with Blister, Woman and Lipstick Cherry. It's going to be awesome. You can grab your tickets from Under the Radar. It's also right next to the Bear Spot. So shout out to our sponsors. Go pay our good friends over there a visit. That's your night sorted. Mm-hmm. That'll be awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure chatting.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course. I'm going to end the segment with a track of your own. We're going to play Compromise because I believe it's probably my favorite, but I think maybe Pigs is my favorite, but it's not released. Oh, you're not agreeing with that?
No, how are you?
Just interesting, yeah.
I think it's a wonderful choice.
I think it is a wonderful choice.
You guys are going to love it. Thank you. Come on Saturday.
Come on Saturday.
Your hips.
You got a 2910. I need all units to dispatch immediately. We've got a shitty boyfriend on the loose. Requesting backup.
You think I'm a compromise? There's a view in between my thighs.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.